Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey, what's up, and welcome back to another episode of Build Your Tribe. Today is a Quick Tip Tuesday episode about a really, really popular Instagram term that I believed was a myth until recently. Today, in our Quick Tip Tuesday episode, we are talking about shadow banning. If you aren't familiar with what shadow banning is, it's basically the idea that Instagram will punish some of its users by halting the reach on your posts. That means that your posts won't reach a new audience, they'll barely even reach parts of your audience, and just in general, it's kind of like you're in Instagram jail. Shadow banning is also thought to be when your posts don't show up under hashtags. So you put hashtag fitness freak under your post, but then when you go and look at that hashtag, you don't see your post anywhere. This has been very popular and widely talked about on Instagram for a long time, and a lot of people have believed that in the past they have been shadow banned because they've seen major decreases in their engagement, they've seen a lot less followers coming in, and sometimes that's after a period of rapid follower growth. So it's like, what the heck happened? And it's human nature to look for an outside source and to blame Instagram with shadow banning. For the longest time, I was in 100% disbelief that shadow banning existed because I didn't see a logical reason why Instagram would randomly punish its users. And also, Instagram outright denies that shadow banning exists. According to Instagram, they have an official press release that says that shadow banning isn't something that they do. It's not something that is in their policies or guidelines, and it's not something they do. That was what I believed until recently, when, believe it or not, I was shadow banned myself. But before we get into that story, let's talk about some of the common things that might cause you to be shadow banned. First of all, having too many outside softwares, apps, or services that are linked to your Instagram account, that could be potentially flagged and you could be shadow banned. Really, Instagram wants you to stick primarily with their platform. They don't want you to use a bunch of different scheduling apps or any automated DM services. Anything like that is risky. And a lot of it might even be against Instagram's policies and guidelines for their users. And so going against those guidelines could get you shadow banned. Another thing that could get you shadow banned is having multiple people, especially multiple people from a far distance apart who are logged into one account at the same time. So let's say you're logged into your Instagram account and your virtual assistant who's halfway around the world is also logged into your Instagram account. And even if you're not both using it at the exact same moment, just the fact that you're both logged in, yet it's clear that you are not in both locations at the same time, that could potentially get you shadow banned and potentially hurt your reach, potentially hurt your account. Another way that you can get shadow banned is just being too active on Instagram. Now, here's the thing. If you use Instagram just normally throughout the day, you won't have to worry about being too active. Being too active is basically what Instagram would call like a spammy behavior. It's, I believe, more than 50 interactions in an hour, and I think you can do up to 1,000 in a day. If you go too far over either of those numbers, that could be seen as spammy or overuse by Instagram's part, and you could get shadow banned for that. So if you are, you know, liking 300 pictures in an hour and you're commenting on everyone who uses a certain hashtag and you're following 400 people a day or you're unfollowing 1,000 people at once, that could get you shadow banned. Also, for the most part, trying to do any sort of inappropriate, nude, anything that's against Instagram's guidelines, anything that's 18 plus, infringing on copyright like music too often, things like that could get you shadow banned. And from my own research and also from a lot of the YouTube videos, a lot of the other experts I've listened to, it seems like the first time you get shadow banned, it lasts about 2 weeks. But how do you know? How do you know if you're shadow banned? How do you know when you are unshadow banned? You can tell that you're shadow banned when you suddenly see a significant drop in your reach. That means that your reach drops by about 60% or more. That means if, you know, you're usually getting 200 people who your posts are reaching and suddenly your posts are only reaching like 60, 70 people, that's a sign you might be shadow banned. Another sign that you might be shadow banned if you are using hashtags, but you're getting zero reach. And again, this has to be on multiple posts. This doesn't just mean one post isn't doing well. That doesn't just mean, you know, you had a bad week. This means that like multiple posts over multiple weeks are getting 0, 2, maybe 5, 10 views at most from hashtags, where in the past they might get a couple hundred views from hashtags. Really, it's not so much the number as much as comparing the number to what it was before. So if you go from getting 300, 400 likes on your posts and then suddenly you're getting like 10 to 20 likes, but your content hasn't changed, and your hashtags haven't really changed, and nothing that you have really done in terms of like the quality of those posts has changed, that's a sign that you might be shadow banned. If you are shadow banned, what I would recommend doing is laying low for 2 weeks. That doesn't mean you don't have to post at all. Like, definitely keep posting on your stories, keep posting to your feed, but don't do any more of that spammy behavior that got you shadow banned. Chances are you know the reason you're shadow banned. Chances are you were follow unfollowing. Maybe you paid some service to give you a boost of followers. Maybe you bought likes. No matter what it was that you were doing that might have been viewed as spammy behavior by Instagram, definitely dial it back. And just dial back everything you're doing on Instagram for 2 weeks. Take a chill pill, relax, maybe do a social media detox. Hey, maybe you could even post a picture and say like, hey, I'm signing off for 2 weeks. I need a mental health break or whatever. It's a great opportunity to unplug for a minute and allow your Instagram to kind of hit the reset button. But again, I would only do this if you absolutely are sure that you were shadow banned. Chances are 95% of the time, it's just something minor, like your hashtags aren't as great as they once were, or the quality of your posts has decreased, or maybe your posts have been too redundant and repetitive and have become white noise to your followers. It's really important to not jump to the conclusion that's not your fault or responsibility. Ultimately, the vast majority of problems with engagement and reach that take place on Instagram are 100% your responsibility. I know that might seem a little bit harsh to say, but it's the honest truth. When I'm not getting a lot of likes, a lot of comments, when my posts aren't being shown to a lot of people, I know that ultimately it's because my posts just weren't good enough and I need to put in more effort to creating higher quality, shareable posts on Instagram. Now, I told you I'd get back to it. The story of how I know that this is true. About 2 or 3 months ago, I was reached out to by a guy who seemed very genuine. We spoke on the phone, actually multiple times we spoke on the phone. He expressed really great interest in me, my business, a real understanding for Build Your Tribe and what I do on my Instagram profile and my audience. He had heard me speak at a conference and had been to a few conferences where my mom had spoke, so I really trusted the guy. He seemed like a really genuine person, and he was advertising to me this really unique service that basically had human beings do a lot of reaching out and a lot of what we would call like prospecting or getting in front of new potential followers on Instagram. In the past, there have been softwares that have done this, but as of July 2019, Instagram has really been cracking down on these softwares. Where this guy came in is he was like, okay, I'm going to, instead of using a software, I'm going to have real human beings do the interactions. This prevents it from being too spammy or you know, from having a computer do 100 in an hour, and it keeps it pretty genuine and pretty real. And I was like, okay, this sounds great. And he's like, don't worry, we don't do any unfollowing or following. We don't do any other spammy behaviors like that. We don't DM people. You know, it's 100% monitored by me. And I was like, okay, like all this sounds really good. And I was like, you know, before I recommend this to my audience, let me do a test of it myself. I want to run my own account through this program and just see if it works for me. So I did. I gave him my login credentials and I let him do his thing with my account for a few weeks. But very quickly, I realized that he wasn't telling me the whole truth. The vast majority of the actions that were being taken on my account were follow, unfollow. There was a lot of spammy behavior, very little amount of actual prospecting and new follower communications. And so after a few weeks, I told him, like, you know, I want to cut this off. I don't really want to work together anymore. I'm just not seeing the results. I'm not seeing the actions that you promised. And he was very understanding and canceled it. But because of all these spammy behaviors and actions that were taken on my account was shadow banned. Typically, I get anywhere from 20% to 80% of the people who are shown my post aren't following me. So 20 to 80% of the people who see my posts, they weren't even following me at the time of seeing them. Maybe they saw it from a hashtag or on their Explore page, but typically 20 to 80%. For about a month, the most that percent ever was 1%. It was either 0 or 1% on every single post. Instagram had very clearly destroyed my reach. It had very clearly shadow banned me. Luckily, it was only my first time, so it only lasted about 2 weeks, and then my Instagram has now returned to normal. And actually, I was a little bit thankful to be shadow banned because it was something that a lot of the Build Your Tribe listeners and a lot of my followers had asked me about for a while, and now I had firsthand experience. I knew why it happened. I knew the difference between a bad post and a good post that just wasn't doing well because I was shadow banned, and now I'm able to relay this information to you. So besides laying low for 2 weeks and waiting it out, some other things that you can try are directly appealing to Instagram, sending them an email, or trying to contact their help center, which you can find links to online on Instagram's website. Another thing that I have heard has been successful and that worked for me was trying to purchase ads. So trying to boost my posts and purchase things from Instagram, because basically Instagram is like, hey, this person is no longer just a user. They're now a customer. They're now directly giving us money. So, hey, let's unshadow ban this person. Besides that, it's really just about removing all those outside softwares, making sure anyone else who might be logged into your account is logged out, and then just using Instagram in the most genuine, real human being way possible. And ultimately, not only is that how you don't get shadow banned, that's also how you win. That's how you grow your Instagram following, serve more people, and build a side income, a side hustle, and just start building your business on Instagram. I hope you enjoyed today's episode on shadow banning. I hope you learned something. If you did, if you enjoyed today's episode, I would really, really appreciate it if you went over to my Instagram, dropped me a follow, and maybe even commented on one of my recent posts, or shoot me a DM, and we can have a private conversation there. My Instagram name is Brock11Johnson, Brock11Johnson. Thanks so much. And as always, happy networking.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want to share something with you before you go. And that is my free guide to understanding the newest features and algorithm updates on Instagram. Instagram is like, it's kind of the place to be. I don't know if you love Facebook. If you do, that's cool. But if you've already made that migration or you know you need to, you need this guide. If you're on Instagram and suddenly things have turned to crickets, let myself and my team fill you in on how to use the newest features and how to take advantage of the latest algorithm updates. We produce a new guide every 3 months based on case studies, our research, and the intel of my amazing social media team here at Team Johnson. We want to share this report for you. I've created it because who's got time to figure all this stuff out? And some of it's like kind of complicated and you don't have time and I want to save you time. Why not amplify your reach by making life a little easier and understanding how to do that? It's a game. We've figured out the answers and we'd like to share them with you. To get your hands on that free report, just go to shalene.com/IG hacks. Again, that's shalene.com/IG, as in Instagram, IG hacks, H-A-C-K-S.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.